Okay, we're starting our SHAC meeting for January the 19th at 1:30 p.m. And the members present are Andrea Brown, Isela Palmer, Alicia Bell, and Heather Ritter, and absent is Sandra Thompson. This is the first SHAC meeting of the year. We're going to talk about that we're not going to be able to do these meetings only twice a year that we were doing last year because of House Bill 12. Now we have to go back to the four times a year, so this is the first one for this year, and I plan to have the second one on February the 13th. That's one of our staff development days in February at 1:30. Of course, things could change between now and then, but that's what the plan is to have it February the 13th, the next one. Next thing is we've talked about that 180 degree program that we've been doing the past, I guess it's been, a couple of years, 2 or 3 years ago we started that 180 degree program. As far as I know, it's been going well. The counselors like it. I don't know if the kids so much like it. They really don't care for the topic because they get embarrassed about it, but I think I've sat in on it myself. 2 or 3 times I think I've sat in on it because I wanted to actually hear the program and see kind of what it was, but they give good information, very factual information, but the guy that was doing the speaking, the times that I've seen it, he's, you know, funny and tries to joke around a little bit, but also, you know, while giving the factual information. Have y'all's kids participated in the program, and what did they think about it? Did they say anything about it or anything, or...
Nathan gets mad at me every year when he finds out I signed him up for it.
Yeah.
And he doesn't like it.
Yeah.
But he doesn't like anything.
So yes.
I don't take his opinion into account.
Right.
He doesn't have anything negative specifically to say about it. So
yes.
He's just going to keep doing it whether he likes it or not.
Mm-hmm. What about y'all's?
Nothing really negative either. Just the whole got to sit through it. But.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of my son. I don't remember, like I said, has it been 2 or 3 years that we've been doing this, but last year he didn't want to do it because he's like, I've already done it, you know, once or twice, and he's like, I don't care, he doesn't want to go sit through it again, but I made him go do it again. But it's like, well, I mean, you know, you can't have that kind of information too many times. And
no,
I said, unless your friend, they think they know everything, but then their friends may not be giving them the correct, you know, information, or maybe whatever they're hearing on TikTok or whatever they're listening to may not be the accurate information. So I think it's good. And then also I think it's good too that it's not like you're just putting every kid in there unless you have specifically the parents' permission. They have to actually opt in to this program before their kid can participate.
Did we have a lot of kids opt out last year?
Seems like there weren't as many kids that participated last year. I can't remember how many, but it didn't seem like it was as many because the parent has to actually sign the permission and say, yes, I want my kid to participate in it. And then there's a parent meeting. It's coming up again for this year. They're having a parent meeting on Wednesday at 5:30, and it's going to be, I have written down the high school, but no, it's actually going to be at the middle school, I believe. Library. It's this Wednesday, and then they're going to be doing the program on Thursday. They'll do them over here at the middle school and then over at the high school. So that will be this coming up week. So as far as I know, we don't have to review any kind of new curriculum or anything because they're continuing on with the same thing, the 180 degree program, and it's been good. I think it was better than the one they did previous because the other one was more expensive, but I don't think it was as good. This one is very, very low cost, and they seem to like it better. So I guess they're going to continue with this as of right now. And I had a question about Sharps containers. I have a couple of Sharps containers that are full. Do you know, does anybody ever take full Sharps containers to the fire department as a community service or anything? How do y'all, what do y'all
not
do?
Not that I know of,
yeah.
But let me reach out to Randall with Wise County EMS and see if I can drop them off at the hospital where we drop ours off.
Okay. Because that was what was, I can't remember where I saw that, but that was the what was suggested to me, was to check with your local fire department to see if they take them. But I usually order those ones that you just mail in, because it takes a long time for me to fill one up.
Yeah,
because
sure.
You know, we don't use that many, you know what I mean, for anything. Mm-hmm. We've got a couple of diabetic kids at the high school, and you know, here and there you may do a glucose check or something like that, but it takes a long time to fill up one. And so, like I said, I've been ordering those ones, those mail-in ones, but we have filled up. I have one here and one at the high school that I needed to dispose of, and I didn't know. Where do you usually?
I used to, Renshaw takes them for me.
They would take them?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I didn't drop one off last year because it wasn't full.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's been several years, you know, since I've dropped one off.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know if the clinic here would take them or if the fire department or...
Yeah, no. Yeah. Like I said, Renshaw's was my duty to go to places.
Yes, okay.
Do they charge?
Mm-mm. Because they take my, or they used to take my expired medicine too. So...
My expired medicine, I would usually take it to CVS because they have that one for just anybody can, mm-hmm. you know, community members, whatever. There's that little...
Yeah.
It looks like a post office...
Yeah.
Container.
Renshaw's would take my medicine and my Sharps container before. So.
I never thought to ask CVS I think I did ask them that and they said no. Seems like I did ask them that the last time I took medicine up there. So, okay. So that was just a question I had about that. Okay. On screenings, we're doing the same screenings we've always been doing. Now, we did our screenings. We try to knock them out in 1 week. We did it back in October for all our pre-K, kindergarten, first, third, fifth, seventh graders to get hearing and vision. Fifth and seventh grade girls get the spinal, and then the eighth grade boys get spinal. And then we also do the what's called acanthosis screenings that we do on pretty much everybody. If you're doing a screening on somebody, you can check that real quick, real easy, at the same time. And I don't know about you, but I've had a few parents kind of concerned about that acanthosis screening.
I had one question me that, like, why are you looking at my kids growing? And we're like, we're not. It's just the back of the neck.
Yeah.
Because they look up on Google, and they said you can look up under their armpits or in the groin area. And I'm like, we're not doing that. It's just the neck. Oh, okay. Okay. And
right.
They're fine after that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Google is nobody's best friend.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Well, used to, it was people were concerned, like I said, about the spinal screenings because they got to take their shirts off and all that business. But I really haven't had anybody concerned about that. It was the acanthosis this year. I had a few, and it was because when I actually referred, it was because it listed out their height, weight, BMI, and people kind of got offended, I think, that you were even, I guess, suggesting. In their mind, I guess they thought maybe you were suggesting their child was overweight or whatever. I don't know. They got offended by it. But it was just factual information, height, weight, BMI, blood pressure, and just recommending that, you know, you may want to take your child to the doctor to be checked because this is, you know, a risk factor for maybe developing type 2 diabetes at some point in your life. Anyways... And then we're supposed to get that information back from them because we have to do reports at the end of the year to send to the state. And that's where the parents kind of got a little upset about it because they thought it was the school overstepping our, you know, asking for that information because they kept wanting to say that we were overstepping. And I said, well, it's just a requirement from the state that we do this, that we do these screenings. And the state asked for this information at the end of the year, so I just told them, if you choose not to do this, that's completely your choice. You don't have to do this. I just have to report that information to the state that we've done the screening, and this many children actually went to the doctor, this many kids didn't go to the doctor, or, you know, that kind of information. So but they kind of, didn't really like it. But that's, like I said, that's kind of really been the first time it's ever really come up.
Yeah.
But that's why I send that information whenever I do send the referrals. I send a little brochure in with it so that they can kind of see what it's about, you know, what we're doing and why. But, you know how that goes.
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah. Okay. I guess that's really it. Is there anything else that y'all know of or next meeting, February 13th, Sharps Container, how to dispose of it. You could maybe send me an email if you know, if you can find
yeah,
out.
I'll reach out to Randall and see what he
something.
Says.
If not, I can maybe check with Renshaw and see if we're in the future.
Because it's been a couple of years since I've done my Sharps containers there. Because I don't have nobody up there.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like I said, it takes forever to fill one up, too.
Yeah.
And then we have the 180-degree program that's coming up this coming up week. So I guess that's the things that are coming up here pretty soon. And I guess that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all got anything else?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
Nope.
I guess we can be adjourned. Okay, I guess it took us 12 minutes.
Nice.